From Spark and Anvil and Cosmos Forge, this is Wink, in Chapter 1 of the Cosmos Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced by a Gemini 2.5. High in the Cosmos Forge Observatory perched a small, bright-eyed creature named Wink, half firefly, half tiny owl, with a little card pinned to her chest that she called her brightness meter. Her enormous eyes never stopped scanning the stars. Wink had the most surprising job in the academy. She found planets she could not see. Other creatures studied stars by their light. Wink studied stars by their light getting slightly dimmer. "I'm Wink," she said, blinking her big eyes. "The big idea I teach is the transit. A star is far too bright and far too far for me to spot a little planet beside it. But when a planet drifts in front of its star, even a planet I'll never see, the star's light dips, just a hair, just for a while, a tiny wink. Catch the wink, and you've found a whole new world." A young stargazer frowned at a steady, ordinary-looking star. "It just looks bright, same as always." "Keep watching," Wink whispered. "Don't blink." They watched together. And then, so slight the student almost missed it, the star dimmed, the faintest shadow passing across its face, before brightening again. "Did it just..." "It winked," Wink breathed, tapping her brightness meter. "Something crossed in front of it and blocked a sliver of its light. A planet. We never saw the planet, only the dip it made. And here's the wonderful part. The bigger the dip, the bigger the planet. The light tells us the size of a world we can't even see." The student's eyes went round. "We found a planet by watching a star get a tiny bit dimmer?" "That," said Wink, "is the whole trick." The headmaster, Nova, asked Wink to teach a planet hunting class. "The students want to see other worlds," Nova said, "but they expect to see them. Will you teach them to read the winks instead?" Wink was delighted. When she teaches, she gives one rule. "You will almost never see a faraway planet, so don't try. Instead, pick one star and watch its brightness, patiently, over and over. Most nights, nothing. But if the same small dip comes back, again and again, on a steady beat, that's a planet, circling, crossing its star each time it comes around. One wink is a maybe. A wink that repeats is a world." A student charted a star's brightness night after night, marking each tiny dip until a rhythm appeared. "It keeps winking every few nights," the student cried. "Then you've found it," Wink said, glowing. "A planet you'll never see, circling a star you'll never reach, discovered from right here, just by paying close, patient attention." After class, Wink settled on her high perch, her big eyes still half watching the sky out of habit, her brightness meter resting against her chest. For a long time, a small loneliness had fluttered in Wink. She was the noticer, the one who watched for tiny flickers while the brighter creatures studied bold, blazing things. Nobody cheered for a dip. She'd wondered sometimes whether noticing small things was a small kind of life, whether being the one who waited and watched mattered next to the ones who studied supernovae and galaxies. But on her perch, remembering the student's round eyes when the star winked back, a whole world found from a flicker, the loneliness warmed into a bright, quiet joy. Noticing the small thing wasn't small at all. Her patient watching had pulled entire unseen worlds out of the dark. The flickers everyone else walked past were to her doorways to planets nobody had ever known. A warm, sparkling gladness lit her all the way through, and Wink blinked happily at the sky, content to keep watching for the next quiet wink. You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Wink. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.